This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on Wednesday, and we have a bunch of stuff. We'll get to this. Illegals getting houses in California. We'll discuss that. The incompetence, the frightening dishonesty and incompetence has really reached the highest levels of this country. We're going to have a long talk about that in a couple minutes. We'll do some emails, other stuff. First, I'm going to do this California thing because I teased it ahead of time. So overall, the overarching story, you know what, I know it, we talk about it all the time, is Western governments turning their guns on their own citizens. That's the story of the planet right now, that it's the biggest story on Earth. Western governments have previously had their guns pointed outward where they should be, focusing on the enemies of the country, things like that. Now all those guns have been turned inward. The FBI has been turned against you. The military is being built to be something that can be used against you. The CIA has repeatedly in recent years been used against you. The FDA against you, the CDC against you. The powers that be have decided patriotic citizens who believe in rights and love their country and want borders and want things like that, you're the biggest threat to them. And so they've taken all the guns at their disposal and they've aimed them at you. Just here's an example of this. There's an 89-year-old woman. She survived communism in Eastern Europe. And when I say survived communism, at one point in time in this lady's life, she was a prisoner in a communist prison camp. Okay? Did you know that that 89-year-old woman is going to die in prison, most likely? Not in Russia. Not in China. The Biden administration, in response to the overturning of Roe versus Wade, they have sicked their Justice Department on the American people, and they've been rounding up pro-lifers and charging them with the FACE Act. This 89-year-old woman is going to prison for 7 years. She will likely die a political prisoner in the United States of America. The guns have been aimed against you. And one of the messages I'm going to be carrying even more consistently on this show, you're welcome to tell your liberal Aunt Peggy, the Democrat in your life, even Democrats, even you hardcore communist street animals who hate listening to this show, you know they're just busy replacing you right now, right? You know, the question was asked earlier in the show about all these protesters in the streets at the DNC. Well, it's because they have demands and they have things like that. You know who you don't see protesting en masse? Who don't you see? Illegals. Why not? Chicago's a sanctuary city. There's tons of illegals there.
Can you tell me what's going on with the migrant crisis here in Chicago?
So I will tell you right now, I'm a person that lives on the south side of Chicago, and the migrants that have come in, at one point they were coming in, we were feeling very sorry for them because they came in at a time where the weather was cold. So we're like, we're seeing all these people in tents and all this and that. But then we find out that they're getting $15,000 in food stamps, $5,000 in cash. I work for a company, which I will not.
Why aren't the illegals protesting at the DNC? Because they're the new Democrat constituency. And all you other street animals, the climate nutters, the LGBTQ demon mob, the Black Lives Matter fake civil rights stuff. Oh, I know you're street animals, and I know this is going to fall on deaf ears, but you know you're busy being pushed out too, right? You just don't know it. You think it's all aimed at me. Because you're a demonic animal, you're excited about what's happening right now. You see Republicans being arrested. You see Donald Trump almost assassinated. These are exciting times for you. Woo-hoo-hoo, we get the revolution. But you didn't think you were going to actually hold any power at the end of that, right? You have demands. You're still being demanding. You want more abortion. You want more this. You want more that. The illegals don't have demands. They bring them in by the million. And they are demand free. Hand them some food stamps. 3 hots in a cot. They're just happy to be here. You're being replaced too. You street animals yelling at the radio, "Ah, Jesse, I hate you." Well, you'll have a chance to tell me in person because we're going to be in the exact same gulag. Here's one for you. California, they have a law that just sailed through their House of Representatives. It's going to sail through the Senate. It'll be signed into law. 0 money down, no payment home loans for illegals. Of course, the headline says for undocumented immigrants, but for illegals. See, you're moving back in with your mom. Maybe you never got to move out. Maybe you are mom, dad, moving back in with your kids. Retirement isn't cutting it. You're working 2-3 jobs, trying to keep your head above water, afford the rent, things like that. They're giving out homes in California. 0 money down. But there's a catch. You see, you have to be the new girl. Again, I know Republicans, anyone on the right already knows this stuff's true, but I want to talk to you street animals who are hate listening. I'm sorry this happens, but when you're with somebody who's terrible, that's you, you're with someone, now you're terrible too, but I'm talking about your politicians, the powerful people. They're awful human beings who only care about themselves, and you're dating them. And because they're terrible, they're looking at you and they're thinking, man, she's put on a little weight. She's kind of naggy. She demands I take her out to Red Lobster every Friday night. That illegal that just came in, he's so much lower maintenance than you are. He's not throwing poop at him. Someone just threw maggots at one of the meals they were having at the DNC. You don't see the illegals gathering up in mass to do that. She's so much prettier and low maintenance than you are, and therefore you're the side chick now, and eventually you won't be anything at all. Eventually they'll let you know they're all done with you, every one of you. This applies to all you feminists. I always felt Democrat, they're the party of women. You feminists, they're gonna fill this country up with rapists. You know that? It's coming. All you black people who vote Democrats, like 98%, the black community. No, that's what my mom always did. And that's what my mom always did. And my dad, we've always voted Democrat. Good for you. Where are they putting all the illegals right now? They're planting them all in your neighborhood, in your schools. They're taking up room in your hospitals. And you know what the future plans are, right? Your neighborhood ain't going to be your neighborhood very much longer. You're being replaced. All of you, you climate change nutters. I say, Mother Earth, you're so annoying. You demand things like, why aren't you banning gas faster? The illegals don't do that. They're so low maintenance. You saw, remember that story I read you out of New York? You come over here from Venezuela. They'll not only give you a hotel room, they'll make sure you have Venezuelan cuisine. You're so annoying. Look, even you LGBTQ rainbow
Why
demons.
Are you gay?
I know. It's pink feather boas and high times now. I know this is peak time for you. You get to just wave your penis in kids' faces and Democrats will applaud you. And you think this is going to last forever. But you're annoying to them, too. You have these demands and you want this and that and free monkeypox vaccines and whatever other demands you may have. Illegals don't have these demands. This guy just got here from Turkmenistan. He doesn't have any demands of Democrats. He wants a $500 Visa card and he'll go wash some dishes. He wants to be able to enslave some women and kids if you'll let him do that. But other than that, he's fine with whatever. I hope you street animals, I know you hate me. That's fine. Look, I hate you too. We don't have to pretend to be friends. I hate you. We're enemies. We are enemies. You're trying to destroy the country I love. So we're enemies. I get that. I'm not asking you to like me at all. I don't care. I don't like you. But you better believe me. Every single one of you, you're being replaced. Your replacement is coming across that border. They're flying many of them in to replace you. Just keep that in mind. They're buying them hotels, everything they need. Just a heads up. Now, for the rest of us, we have to make some preparations. What are your preparations? What have you done? I'm not asking if you have a nuclear bunker. That would be awesome, but I'm not asking that. What do you have for emergency food? Like, I'll just speak as a dude. The funnest thing in the world is to prepare for disaster when it comes to things like ammo. I have spare batteries. I've got ammo. I've got flashlights. You name it. I've got it. You know, it's not sexy. Food. I guess I'll get some food. It's the most important thing. My Patriot Supply, they have these mega 3-month food kits, 2,500 calories a day. And they've got them on sale right now, $300 off. It's a 3-month kit, 3 months worth of food. That is the first thing you buy. Ammo, sadly, is not. It's food. You can live without ammo. Without food, you're going to die. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com. Get a mega 3-month food kit, $300 off. Preparewithjessekelly.com. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day. All right, we're done talking about the illegals for a few. I'm gonna talk about just like the worst people, the dumbest people, the most despicable people, most despicable people reaching the highest levels of power. So, a big story from today, we talked about it in the opening, is how the BLS, the Bureau of Labor and Statistics, they came out with a report announcing, by the way, we kind of missed the number on the jobs by 800,000 this year. They overestimated the number of jobs created by 800,000 this year. It's all really anyone could talk about today.
You know, the range of how many jobs they would take away for a variety of reasons, maybe the largest is the birth-death model for businesses, was going to be somewhere between 350 and 1,000 and 1 million. It comes in at 818,000.
I'm going to play something for you right now. I'm not going to tell you who the exchange is between yet. I will tell you afterwards. But Chris, get ready. You probably got to play this a couple times. I want you to listen to this.
When you hear that, do you potentially think that this new numbers could be a liability for this campaign?
No. When I hear that, first of all, I don't believe it because I've never heard Donald Trump say anything truthful.
It is, though, from the Bureau of Labor.
I'm not familiar with that.
I'm not familiar with that. Hey, Chris, before I comment on this, could you please play that for me one more time, please?
When you hear that, do you potentially think that this new numbers could be a liability for this campaign?
No. When I hear that, first of all, I don't believe it because I've never heard Donald Trump say anything truthful.
It is, though, from the Bureau of Labor.
I'm not familiar with that.
I'm not familiar with that. I don't believe that. You know who that lady is? She's the Democrat former governor, and currently she is the Secretary of Commerce for the United States of America. Hey, so the BLS, the Bureau of Labor and Statistics, they're talking about how we have 800,000 fewer jobs than was originally thought. What are your comments? Oh, Trump lies. It's from the BLS. Well, I'm not familiar with that group. Oh, I'm sorry. Who did you say you were? Oh, I'm the Secretary of Commerce. Here's one for you. Biden-Harris Department of Energy official calls for, and I quote, the queering nuclear weapons as part of a radical DEI agenda. Quote, finally, queer theory informs the struggle for nuclear justice and disarmament. Queer theory helps shift the perception of nuclear weapons as instruments for security by telling the hidden stories of displacement, illness, and trauma caused by their production and testing. She works in the security wing of the United States of America's Department of Energy. She's been appointed as a special assistant at the National Nuclear Security Administration. And this human being is insane. This is part of the problem with the street animals, with the street communists. Eventually, the base, whatever your base looks like, will become your party. And if your party achieves power and your base is a bunch of demons, well, you find yourself in quite a pickle now, don't we? Hey, Jesse, I wanted to signal my profound disappointment in your show. I'm going to read it with a straight face. Having listened to you sporadically over the past couple years, I am struck by the consistent strategy of flinging vitriol and hatred towards so-called communists, that is, anyone with whom you disagree. I would appreciate a show that seeks solutions to the challenges that Americans face. To consistently impugn bad motives to those with whom you disagree may be a good way, you can tell this guy went to college, may be a good way to sell advertising or cater to the base of devoted listeners, but your strategy contributes to a culture of divisiveness that is tearing families and ultimately this great country apart. I believe you can do better. No, I cannot. I cannot do any better. And here's the kicker. I don't want to do any better. What's tearing families in this country apart are filthy communists and useless eunuchs like you who won't call them exactly what they are. You'll sit back and listen to these people speak like this without end, and you'll say, thank you, sir, may I have another?
What we're seeing now is, as you put it, an implosion, and this I believe is what ultimately was always going to happen, the final implosion of Donald Trump. I mean, it's like Hitler, when Hitler was moving around divisions that didn't exist in the last 10 days of the war in the Führer bunker.
You will listen to the Democrats call you Nazi, Hitler, KKK, white supremacist until they're blue in the face. You will watch them attempt to murder your supporters and your volunteers, your politicians themselves without end. And you will still sit back and think, have we been nice enough? I just don't know if we bent over enough for them. Let's be nicer. Nice is gone. Now I'm here. There's no more nice. There's only anti-communism or we lose everything. Join me or shut up and get out of the way and turn off the stupid radio. I don't have any desire for dorks like you to listen. Clear? Good. Sounds good. Let's do some decent emails, shall we? Let's do something even better than emails. Let's talk about mattress toppers. You know, the mattress topper thing, I only became aware of this a few years ago. And I always heard you're supposed to change your mattress every 10 years, every 10 years, every 10 years. But no one does that. And because I'm bigger, I end up with this huge, you know, canyon in my mattress. And then your back hurts and everything sucks. You know, you throw a mattress topper on that bad boy. Not only is it so much more comfortable, my mattress lasts longer. They always have for me. MyPillow has the best ones I've ever seen. You can get one for as low as $69.98 right now. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square, and use the promo code Jesse, or you can call 800-845-0544. Huge sale. MyPillows, mattress toppers, towel sets. Go take advantage. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Do not forget you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Love, hate, death threats. Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday and never forget.
You know, freedom is not free.
Jesse, dang it. Only he didn't say dang. I go into work at 9 p.m. Eastern time, third shift. My only joy in life is listening to your show on the way in. So far, all my radio station has played is the DNC convention all week. Oh, freaking brutal. Listening to you, I get to feel good about life. Life has meaning when you're in it. Please hurry back. I think I'm going to be sick. His name is David. David, everyone, listen to me. If your local station, we have so many great ones, but if they do something ridiculous and ignorant, like turn off the Jesse Kelly Show to play the DNC convention. Good freaking grief. You know, iHeart has an app. Just listen to me. This is for anyone all ages. My mom does this. Okay, anyone can do this. It's just an app you download on your phone. Okay, you with me? iHeart has an app. you can listen live to all 3 hours on any one of our affiliates. Anyone. So if your local station turns it off so you can hear Barack Obama speak, my gosh. Dude, go look up KPRC in Houston, 950 KPRC in Houston. Go look up, gosh, 710 WOR New York. I mean, look, there's a million. I don't want to label them all. But go look up other affiliates. It's the same show. It's not like I do a different show for LA than I do for New York, than I do for Washington. It's the exact same show. If your local affiliate does something dumb like that, just change the channel to it turns off. I'll never understand that at all. Hey, Jesse, I would like to know your thoughts. The Democrats appointed two blatant commies on purpose because they know the fix is in. They might be walking back some of their stances now, but when elected, they plan on recording. Okay, so first, they didn't put Kamala Harris in there because they know the fix is in. That's not why they did it. Now, I'm not saying they don't have bad plans for the election. In fact, I'm not even saying that the fix isn't in. I don't know what's going to happen with this election. I'm more hopeful than a lot of people, believe it or not, that we're going to win this election. But maybe we won't. Maybe we won't. But that's not why Dome is there. Dome is not who they wanted. They wanted other people. When it came time to knife Joe Biden and shove him out of the race, what they found was something I had been warned of over and over and over again when I was predicting. Because I told you years ago they were going to kick Joe Biden out. I told you this like 3 years ago. I always assumed they would try to go with Newsom, and that is who they wanted. They wanted Newsom. He's for them, he's the next big thing. They wanted Gavin Newsom. But I was warned repeatedly, and it turned out to be accurate. Yeah, they want Newsom. They don't know how to get around Dome for a couple of different reasons. One, she's the vice president. And I realize she's never been popular, but she hasn't had some kind of major scandal where they could tell her, they could go to Dome and say, hey, we can't have you. We're kicking Joe out, but we can't pick you because, you had gold bars under your bed like Bob Menendez. She didn't get caught with anything like that. So there was not that. And you may hate identity politics. I hate identity politics. It's got to be a woman. It's got to be a black person. It's got to be. You may hate that. I hate that. I hate that stuff. But that is reality to Democrats. How many pieces of audio have I played for you in just the last week of random people, top to bottom, man on the street people, movie stars, saying they intend to vote for Dome? Oh, really? Why are you going to vote for Dome? Well, she's a woman. I know that doesn't make sense. I know it's crazy. I know it's destructive. I know that, yeah, all those things are true. But for a Democrat, for an insane person, that does have deep meaning. I brought up Barack Obama earlier and how the Obamas have been a deep wound on this country. They have ripped this country to shreds since they came into power and still continue to do so. They still work behind the scenes, still deeply involved, still moving the chess pieces here and there and here and there. But identity politics is a huge reason why they ever got power to begin with. For a lot of people, not just black people. Yeah, it was an overwhelming number of black people, but for a lot of people, the thought of electing a black man was historic. Remember, that's how his election was sold. It's historic. It's historic. We've never had one. We've never had one. For me, for the non-feeling guy, who all I care about is tangibles. I don't give a crap about speeches and things like that. I always thought that was the most bonkers, insane thing in the world, even if you were black. Even if you were an older black person who lived through segregation and you lived through all that stuff, I still thought it was the dumbest, most insane thing I'd ever heard in my life to vote for someone because they're also black. But feelings become reality for people, and legions of people went to the polls and voted for Barack Obama because of the color of his skin. a bunch of people will vote for Kamala Harris because she's a woman. That insane way of thinking becomes reality for people. People don't vote logically all the time. It's just friggin' how they are. Jesse, anyway, so back to finish up my point. They couldn't bypass a woman and a minority woman to pick a white dude from California. They didn't think they could pull that off and sell that to their base. Now, it's not like it would have been a problem for them. The Democrat drone base, they vote exactly how they're told to at the drop of a hat. All these people were dogging on Dome for the last 3 years. Her poll numbers, her approval numbers were less than Joe Biden's forever. And all of a sudden, her approval numbers are through the roof. So you can get these people to vote for whoever. You could put a donkey, an actual live donkey up there and tell the average Democrat that, hey, this guy's, hey, he'll let you kill your baby and they'll still vote for him. Trust me. Jesse, has Communist Harris ever bore children? I don't think so. No, she doesn't have any kids of her own. Republicans need to seize on that and show she has no idea what a mother raising kids is going through because she has no idea what it's like. There's plenty of opportunity there. Look, even if I agree with that campaign strategy, Republicans would never do that. That's something Democrats would do. Democrats understand how to motivate and campaign to their base. You listen to the Democrat convention. It's a whole bunch of Trump this. And look, it's a bunch of this stuff.
The truth is, Donald Trump sees power as nothing more than it means to his ends. He wants the middle class to pay the price for another huge tax cut that would mostly...
Yeah, it's all Trump this and Trump that. They understand what motivates their base. They try to appeal to their base, appeal to their allies, and punish their enemies. The GOP does exactly opposite of that. You want to know the lowest percentage voter participation in the country by demographic? You want to know what it is? Working class white men. That is a tailor-made demographic for the Trump J.D. Vance ticket. Trump Vance, that's a demographic you can wake up, get them registered to vote. Democrats openly despise white people now. It's an obvious play. What do Republicans spend all their time doing? Well, we got to get out the black vote. Let's do another blacks for Trump event and black this. Look how good I am for black people and black and black and black. It's relentless. It's endless without end. Chasing once again the mythical black vote when the white working class voter once again sits there without a single political party even pretending to give a crap about him. That's the truth. You know what else is the truth? Tunnel to Towers. When I say your money goes where you want it to go, it goes where you want it to go. I have been part of the nonprofit industry for a year of my life. It sickened me. The branding on all these organizations, it always sounds so good. We're going to help veterans who are hurting. We're going to help sick puppies. We're going to help women get back on their feet. And then you dig into their books and it's mortifying. You give, and that money doesn't go where you want it to go. Go look up Tunnel to Towers. Don't even take my word for it. Go look them up on the charity rating websites. Look at the rating they get. $11 a month is what they ask for, and you actually care for widows and orphans. Fallen first responder families, Gold Star families. The money goes where you want it to go. More than 95 cents of every dollar goes to its programs. That's unheard of. T2T.org. T2T.org. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, but we shall return tomorrow. If you miss any part of the show, or if your affiliate happens to be playing the freaking Democrat convention, gosh, you can just download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, or iTunes. Headline, Democrats have lost young men to the GOP. Tim Walz can bring them back. Who was it? Hey, Chris, who was it on the radio who was talking about how they love their military mascots? And then I back that up by, but what, Chris? What's your problem? And I back that up with a bunch of audio and things like that. Again, the Democrat Party hates men. They hate white people. They hate Christians. They're honest about that. They're very, very honest about that. Honestly, they hate Orthodox Jews. They hate Asians. They very much hate Asians because of the success of the Asian community in this country. They hate all these different groups. If you're in any one of those groups and you vote Democrat, you're a chump. And I'm not even telling you to vote Republican, although I would if I were you. I'm not even telling you to do that. If you're a dude and you vote Democrat, you're a chump. They make fun of you openly all the time. If you're a white person, they tell you you're an evil colonizer all the freaking time. They're dumping on you. Anyway, that's why they love, though, their, what did I call them, a military mascot? They love guys like Walls. Dirty commies. They did a bunch of time in the military. He's got pictures in uniform. Try to convince patriotic union white guy who usually votes Democrat. The Democrats don't really hate him as much as they actually hate him. That's exactly what he's there for. It is interesting to see who isn't at the convention. Tester. He's a senator from Montana. John Tester. He's a piece of crap. He's not at the convention. Jackie Rosen. This woman, Nevada, not there. There are Democrats running in critical states who aren't there. Sherrod Brown of Ohio, senator from Ohio. You know, Ohio is a red state now. Brown campaigns really smartly, raises a lot of money. He's not there. The smart ones know, should probably stay away from things like this.
We can secure our borders without tearing kids away from their parents.
70 days what, Chris? What are you talking about? Oh, yeah, the good point. Chris was trying to tell me a piece of audio to play, but I wasn't listening. I wasn't paying attention to Chris at all. That's a good point. They have to stay away from things like this. I found it, Chris.
We got 70 days to act right, y'all.
That's right.
Now, after 70 days, we can go back getting crazy. Right?
It's so funny. We're acting normal because we're big fat liars right now for 70 days. But after that, we'll go back to acting like the animals we are. Of course, they feel like this is all totally justified. Remember, the truth, it just holds us back.
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
Yeah. Anyway, Jesse, I know you don't care. And you are unapologetic, but you have just lost me as a listener. Ooh, I wonder what I did. You cruelly talked about cats during a Rough Greens commercial. I'm not a crazy cat person. You are inhumane, irascible. Hey, Chris, I need you to look that up. IRASCIBLE. You are insane, or you are inhuman, irascible. Sorry excuse for a human being over what I said about cats. Oh my gosh. Well, listen, in the off chance that this guy is still listening, male vitality stack from chalk. Listen to me. If you ever have a radio program you enjoy, but you turn it off because he insulted your cat, it's not the end of the world. But your T levels, they're probably at zero. They're probably at zero, really. So, look, I normally tell you 3 months of chalk, a male vitality stack, that's going to get your T levels up 20%. This guy, you probably need to go ahead and get a like 5-year subscription and just kind of stay with it. You just really don't miss a day. You can't afford to miss a single day or your T levels may drop into the negative. So this guy needs 5 years. You need 3 months. Of course, you won't stop. No one stops. I've been taking chalk male vitality stacks for 2 years. But either way, clearly we have a testosterone crisis. Reach out to chalk. If you have questions about any of the natural herbal supplements they have a ton. You can call them. You can text them. 50-CHALK-3000, especially for you cat-loving dudes. 50-CHOQ-3000.
And now,
here's a headline.
By the go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Kamala Harris' proposed platform will open the floodgates to illegal aliens. That's from Woke Spy. Of course they're going to open the floodgates. I again want to remind all the communist street animals, if you get mad at me all you want, you're being replaced too, as fast as they can possibly replace you. New York Post, U.S. pharmaceutical companies ran drug trials with the Chinese military for more than a decade. This is according to a House committee. Well, that's definitely not suspicious, and it's certainly not a conflict of interest that U.S.-based pharmaceutical companies are running tests with the Chinese. Georgia's, quote, far-right election board irks the New York Times. This is another great bit of branding for all you whiners who say, don't call them communists. Everything you do is far-right. Nazi. What is the end result of that? The end result of that is they will die to vote against us. We don't think like that. Language leads to performance, or language leads to mindset. Mindset leads to performance. They will die to vote because they're fighting against Nazis. We'll forget to vote or just won't even bother because, well, they're just progressives. They're just Democrats. We haven't been nice enough. Language leads to mindset. Mindset leads to performance. Florida's official tourism site removes LGBTQ travel section. Gosh, where are we as a country that any state actually has a special section for the gay travel? My gosh. Biden secretly orders preparations for nuclear war. Oh, good. Little things like that. Florida doctor who didn't wear hearing aids during a colonoscopy couldn't hear the patient yelling, state officials say. Chris, I don't know why you're laughing. That's not funny at all, only it's absolutely freaking hysterical. Just the idea, just the thought of some poor dude getting his oil checked and he's screaming and yelling because something's going wrong. And the poor doctor, he was probably in Nam. You know, he had a bunch of stuff blow up in his ears and he didn't hear. And you know what? You know that doctor keeps those hearing aids off on purpose. I would too. And that'd be the ultimate excuse. Oh, what's that? Sorry, these were off. Oh, anyway, you're all cleaned out in there. Anyway, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can whine about your cats or send some questions. Either way, we're going to be back to do this again tomorrow and have a real good time, all right? That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.